Are you okay? I've talked with the Coast Guard a couple times this month, Terry, and their project to decommission their mortgage facility out there is probably going to happen sometime in mid-2023. The conversations that I've had with them lately have been pretty informal. I know at some point before September of this year, we're going to have to get together and sit down with them and discuss some kind of terms on the lease of three spaces. As far as mortgage goes, there's two spaces that they're needing to put living quarters at two separate living quarters, and they want to put a Connex trailer down here of some type of container for storage. So it's a project that's going to happen. And awesome. I guess in time, we'll really get to that point where we'll sit down and discuss the financials of the whole situation at some point. But they are going to move forward with it.
Awesome. I'm sure they'll make a proposal to us for the cost.
Yeah.
Budgeted.
I mean, I'm sure we'll negotiate in some way with them. They've seen our rates here. I did talk to them. They had brought up the idea about us possibly purchasing a little cabin, tiny house thing on wheels and renting it out to them. So once the project's over, it's something that we could hold on to ourselves, and it would be ours, and it could make sense in the long run, because we have a few campsites out here that are not very desirable. And there's nothing we can do about it. They're hard for certain size vehicles to get into. They're always the last ones to be rented, and a lot, we don't rent them a lot of times. It might be an option to stick one of those in there.
Have you been down to
the Winchester Bay?
The one by Winchester Bay.
They got, that's what I was thinking.
So I mean, that'd be awesome. Like I think that's a good deal, Terry.
They're
like a tiny home, and they're just permanent. And so instead of, somebody could come down here and just rent one for a weekend or something like that, and they actually do pretty good. I know there's a and on those, you'd have to decide how you want to rent them out, because I know there's an RV park up just south of Waltworth that is full of those things, and they're all fully rented.
And it's something that we thought about this year around budget time, discussing that with you guys at some point. But the Coast Guard has kind of brought it up to me in a discussion, and maybe we can discuss that again, put it on the agenda at some point and discuss it further.
Yeah, get some information on the sizes that would fit and what the cost would be.
Yeah,
I think that'd be good to have that before we had our talk.
Okay.
Basically, we'd be offering the tiny homes for rent.
Yeah, for lease.
Yeah.
For 2 years. It's more than likely going to be a 2-year project.
In 2 years, they'd be paid for what they rent for.
Yes. Well, I think it's something we had to look at anyway to increase revenue at the campground.
Yeah.
Yep.
And on another note, I've been doing some digging into these kayak launches, and I've got some information about a possibility of a grant through Travel Oregon now. I've actually got a meeting set up with Jesse Dolan from the Oregon Coast Visitors Association on Friday. He told me that they do have funding that's budgeted specifically for kayak infrastructure, and he believes that we could get this grant with not a problem at all. I mean, he's going to come up here and basically walk us through the process. It's something that we could do on our own. So there's a good possibility that we're going to be able to get funded for a couple of these kayak docks here. So.
I think Mike is trying to, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Hey, we got a quorum.
Sorry, I'm late.
We could go back and revisit, couldn't we, Rob?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be appropriate?
Yep.
Basically, all we need to do is we could make a decision to approve the minutes of the previous meeting or to approve the financials because we did not have a quorum, Mike.
Oh, earlier you didn't. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and that's fine, but we could save ourselves the trouble of having to revisit that now that you're in the meeting.
Sure.
I think, Gary, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Mike, you have a second?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll second it.
Motion made and approved. We approved this consent agenda. Now we're looking for the financials. Since we do have a quorum, would it be possible, Kelly, to have you give us a little rundown?
My motion, I thought, included the agenda, the minutes, and the financials.
I thought it was just a consent agenda.
Well,
they're all
three of those items are approved by consent.
Okay. Let's restate that then. You've made a motion to approve all three items by consent. Mike,
yes.
Did you second that?
Yeah, I'll second it. We normally don't have motions, though. We just say it.
Consent. So that being said, it's passed. It is approved by consent. We've taken care of all the business work we've had to take care of at this session. Correct, Kelly?
Correct.
Okay. Dave was giving us a rundown on kayaks. So I'll let Dave continue.
We had talked at one point, Mike, about the kayak docks. They had one at the Port of Umpqua. It was brought up several meetings ago. And we've been checking into it, actually found a couple different styles. And I've been talking to Jesse Dolan about a possible grant to Travel Lane County. And they do have funds available specifically for this. So I'm meeting with him on Friday. He's pretty sure that there's a grant available for a couple of these docks. It's a simple grant, it sounds like. He'll walk us through the process. And he said there are funds available. So awesome. We're going to try and get a grant to get a couple of these kayak docks.
Wow, that sounds great.
Now, would this include one in Mapleton?
Now that you've brought that up, I didn't even think of that. But we plan on two of them, two different styles. So either both of them could go here or we could put one in Mapleton.
Yeah,
so
I think it'd be good to have one in Mapleton. It might be the kind of thing we have to take out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think it might get just as much use out of Mapleton as it would here.
Yeah. I think you're right.
But you might.
Yeah, I think so too. It's pretty active down there during the summertime.
Yeah. I don't know how, I do have some prices on them in different styles. I don't know how readily available they are, how quick the turnaround is on getting one, but we're, going to try and move forward with this grant.
Yeah. As long as they're not made in China, we probably have a pretty good chance of getting them.
Well, it seems like everything right now, it's either unavailable or very hard to get.
Yeah, so.
Hopefully it doesn't require a contractor to put it in.
Yeah, no, and I don't know that. It looks like they come pre-built with very little assembly to them. So I'm sure it's something that we can set and put in ourselves. Next, I've been talking to a company. The name of the company is Rivian. They're an electric vehicle charging station company that puts in electric vehicle charging stations. I've met with them. They've been up here and they'd like to put a couple of these charging stations in the Nopal Street parking lot. I would have had her here at this meeting, but it turns out that they have certain issues in their license agreement, and some of the information is privileged and confidential. So if maybe next month we can set something up in an executive session, because I'm sure you guys are going to have questions if this is something that you would agree to, putting a couple charging stations down there. There's certain protected information, I guess, that they don't want brought out in public yet. So.
They're
a station to where they charge a fee to use them. And I don't know. I mean, we get people stopping down here quite often looking for electric vehicle charging stations, and there's nothing around here that I know of besides up at the casino. I think the city has one up there, but
Central Lincoln.
Okay, of course. But downtown here, I don't know of anything. Do you guys?
No, I can't think of seeing one.
I think it sounds like a good idea, but we can discuss it further next month if you guys want to.
I plug my electric bike in a home.
Other than that, I don't have much else, Terry. But Mike missed the conversation on the Coast Guard, and so I'll go back to that. I've talked to the Coast Guard a couple times this month, Mike, about this. They want at least three moorage spots from us, two camp spots, and have a place to put a Connex trailer or a container to store their gear and stuff like that. They're tearing apart their moorage facility, and they're going to need a place to moor and house the people on the boats for a couple of years. Most of the conversations that I've had with them have been pretty informal, but at some time before September, we're going to have to sit down with them and negotiate some kind of terms on a lease of these three spots or however that's going to work. But during a conversation last week, they had asked me about possibly us purchasing some small modular home cabin type things. And I was telling Terry and Rob that at some point I was going to ask you guys about that anyways, possibly. We have about three spots in the campground that don't get a lot of use. You can only fit certain size vehicles in them. They're not the most desirable camping spots, and we thought at some point about moving a couple small cabins like they got down at Winchester Bay into those spots, and you know, I think we'd generate a lot more revenue with those cabins. And in the 2 years that the Coast Guard would be renting from us, more than likely to pay for those cabins. I don't know, it's just a thought, but and so that's
I don't see anything wrong with the thought. We just have to get a little bit more information and some numbers and, you know, some pictures or something of what's, you know, what you're planning or what they'd like.
The initial cost of the units.
Yeah.
If you want to see what those look like, down near Charleston, there's a brand new RV park. It was there brand new about 3 years ago called Bay Point Landing. And you can drive in there, and they have a number of those type of tiny home things set up and are for rent. That'd be a good way for you to see what one would look like.
So what's the idea is what? The Coast Guard would like their crews to stay in those tiny houses as opposed to a trailer or something?
Yeah. I mean, he's the one that brought it up to me during this discussion. And it's just because they need quarters for their crews when they're down here. Their crews have to be here, you know, 24/7. So,
Would their entire squadron be housed there, or they would just rotate?
They would rotate, and it would be just the boat crews.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
I'm certainly, I'm agreeable to, I'd like to work with them as much as we can.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to pay them to be here, but I, because we already do, just so you, just to remind you.
Yeah.
But I mean, I want to be as amicable as we can with them. I appreciate the service they provide, but I don't want to give the farm away. So, I mean, I'm sure we'll make the right decision.
Okay. So that's all I really had.
Is there any news, David, on the your storage?
Everybody has till the end of this month to remove everything from storage. The notices are till the end of this month, and everybody has been noticed. I'm thinking we should give everyone a call and just remind them, because we haven't seen much activity back there. So.
Are you talking about all the stuff that's parked out behind?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions, Mike?
No, I'm good.
Rob?
I'm good.
Kelly, you have anything to add?
No. All covered.
Okay, this could. David, you good?
I'm good.
Well, Terry, you're going to have to mark this down the next time Bill's bragging about a short meeting, because you just broke his record.
I think we we'll call this meeting adjourned. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies.
All right. Good seeing everybody.
See you guys next time.
Have a good month.
All right.